Sabbath power parak ibez mishna bez hiza sapik minachot sapik minachot sapik minachibol. Has he also he had in the previous mishna that if you have an ezer that's too short and cannot reach the bottom of the cleat which contains the mechaz, you can add a chod, a string, or a kush, a spindle thread to the ezer in order to lengthen it. The mishna tells us that if you sprinkle from this ezer that has a chod or a kush attached to it and the water goes on the smei mason, we have a suffix that maybe the water that went on the smei mason did not come from the ezer, instead it came from the chod or the kush that was attached to the ezer. And if it did come from the chod or the kush, the hazaya would be possible, the water has to come from the ezer, not from the chod or the kush. So therefore the hazaya is possible. And since we have a suffix, whether this was a hazaya kshera or not, and the person was for sure tameh, we have a cloud that hemet tameh al chazkasa. We go by the chazaka that the person was tameh, and in order to be motzi from that chazaka, in order to be mitar that person and take him away from his chazkas tumah, we have to have a hazar that's for sure kosher. A hazar that's only suffix shera is not enough to be motzi him from his chazkas tumah, to take away his chazkas tumah. So therefore, the person remains tameh. He's our snake kelim. Suffix our snake him. He's a suffix mechavera mitzala. Has also psula. If you have two kelim, both these kelim have become tummy from a mate, and you needed to sprinkle mechazes on these two kelim, and you sprinkled on those two kelim, and we have a suffix whether the sprinkle that came from the Azov went directly on both kelim, or maybe the sprinkle went only on one kli, and after the sprinkle went on that one kli, it ran off that one kli and went on the other kli. And if that were the case, the sprinkle on the second kli would not be a good sprinkle. The sprinkle has to come directly from the Azov. It can't go on one kli and then run off to the other kli. And since we have a suffix hazar is puzzle, now we just said that a hazar, which is a suffix hazar that we don't know for sure if the hazar was kosher, would not be mitare kli. And since the kli is for sure tame, we have to have a hazar that we know for sure is kosher. A suffix hazar kshera would not be made to the kli from its cheskos tumah. Machachin asuna alachet v'hiza alaha. Suffix al-machat, he's a suffix minacheret mitzah aleha hazi also psu. If we have a needle which had become tamei to a mate, and this needle was resting on a piece of earthenware, and was sprinkled from the azov towards the needle, and we're not sure if the sprinkle went directly on the needle, or maybe the sprinkle went instead on the cheres, on the piece of earthenware, and then it ran off onto the needle. And if that were the case, it would not be a kasha hazaya. The sprinkle has to go directly on the needle. So therefore, since we have a suffix, the hazar is possible. Gosha Shapir Tzar, Toivo Mala Kidargo. Rabbi Huda Oymer, Hazaya Rishon. The Torah is a pitcher that contains the Mechatzes. If it has a narrow opening, we still can dip the Ezo into the Tzorchas and take it out in the normal way according to the Tanakhama. We don't have to be afraid that maybe when he took the Ezo out of the Tzorchas, since it has a narrow opening, that some of the water got squeezed off the Ezo. While Rabbi Huda holds only the first Hazaya in this case would be Karsha. And even though normally, when you dip the Ezov into the Tzorchas or hold the Mechazes, you can sprinkle many times from that one dipping. But in this case, according to Rabbi Huda, we have to be afraid that maybe some of the water got squeezed off the Ezov when you took it out from the Tzorchas, since it has a narrow opening. So we only allow you to sprinkle one time, and if you want to sprinkle again, you have to dip the Ezov into the Tzorchas a second time. Mechazes shen is ma'atu. Toivo afilo rashi gevolim umasa. Provide shalo yisafet. If there's only a little bit of Mechazes left in the clip, we still can dip the Ezov into the clip, even though it's only the Rashi Gavol on the tips of the Ezov that gets wet from the Mechatzes. Even so, it would be a Kasher Hazayah. As long as you don't have to wipe the Ezov onto the side of the clip in order to get the Ezov wet from the Mechatzes. If there's so little Mechatzes left, then in order to get the Ezov wet from the Mechatzes, we have to wipe the Ezov onto the side of the clip. Then it would not be a Kasher Hazayah. And the Torah tells us that we have to dip the Ezov into the Mechatzes, but in this case, we're not dipping the Ezov into the Mechatzes, we're wiping the Ezov onto the side of the Kli, so therefore, it's not kosher. The Skavim Mahadrik Lefana, Vihiza Lachra, Lachra Vihiza Lefana, Haziyasa Psuk. If somebody is sprinkling onto Tmei Mason, and he has people that are Tmei Mason in front of him, and also people that are Tmei Mason behind him, and he intended to sprinkle on the Tmei Mason that are in front of him, but his aim was bad, and instead, he sprinkled backwards, and the sprinkle went onto the people behind him, that would not be a kosher Hazoya. And since he intended to sprinkle in front of him, when he sprinkled behind him, it is not a kasher hazaya. And so too, if it was vice versa, if he intended to sprinkle behind him and his aim went bad, and he sprinkled instead on the people that were in front of him, the hazaya would be puzzled. Lefana, but he's out. Start him, Shalafana, Haziyasuk Shit. But if all the people were in front of him, just some people were directly in front of him, and some people were off to the side, and he intended to sprinkle directly in front of him, the despicable went instead to the side and hit the people that were to the sides of him. That Hazaya is Shera. And since all the people are in front of him, even though he intended to sprinkle directly in front of him, when he went instead to the people that were to the sides of him, since everybody was towards the front of him, that is Hazaya Kshir. Mazin al Adam Midaito, Ushalom Midaito. You can sprinkle on a person who has become tummy mate, whether he has das or not, whether the person knows that you're sprinkling on him or not. For example, if the person who was tummy mate was sleeping and you sprinkled on him while he was sleeping, that Hazaya would be kosher. Mazin al Adam Bala Kalim, Bafilo Hain Mea. You can sprinkle on a lot of people that were tummy mates or on a lot of tail that had become tummy to mates at the same time, even if you have 100 people or 100 tail that were tummy mates. And you did one sprinkle on the sprinkle went on all 100 of them, that would be Hazag Sher, and all 100 of them would be taught. So this Barapak Yudbez Mishnah Gimon, Neskabi Mahadar Zodovar Shehu Makabo Tuma, Vihiza Aldovar Sheheina Makabo Tuma, Imit Bezov, Lo Yishana. If somebody dips an Azov into the Mechazah with a mind to sprinkle on something which is Makabo Tuma, such as a person or Kalim, that was tummy to a mate, they need to sprinkle on them. And at the end, you sprinkle on something which is not Makabo Tuma at all. Something that doesn't need to be sprinkled on, such as a behemoth is not makabel tum, or such as kalim that are made out of evan, out of stone, that are not makabel tum. And now you want to go ahead and sprinkle on the autumn or kalim which need to be sprinkled on. If there's still some mechatzah left on the azov, you don't have to dip the azov back into the water. You can go ahead and sprinkle on the people that need to be sprinkled on without dipping the azov again in the water. As even though you went ahead and sprinkled from this water on things that don't need to be sprinkled on, since when you originally dipped the azov into the water, you had in mind to sprinkle on the people that need to be sprinkled on, you don't have to dip the azov back into the water again. If there's still some water left on the azov, you can go ahead and sprinkle on the people that need to be sprinkled on. Al-Dover She'ena Makabo Tuma. V'hiza Al-Dover She'makabo Tuma Im'yeh Be'ezov Yishana. But if originally when you dipped the azov into the mechatzah, you had in mind to sprinkle on something which is not Makabo Tuma, on something which does not need to be sprinkled on, and once you dipped the azov into the water, you went ahead and sprinkled on something which is makabel tumah, something which does need to be sprinkled on, and that sprinkling is not a kosher hazayah, since originally, when you dipped the azov into the water, you had in mind to sprinkle on something which is not makabel tumah, the dipping of the azov is not a kosher tevila, and therefore now you need to re-sprinkle on those things that are makabel tumah. If there's some water left in the azov, that water is no good, you have to dip the azov back into the mechatzah, as when you dip the azov into the mechatzah, you have to have in mind that you're going to sprinkle on something which is makabel tumah. Ala adam v'hiza ala behema imyet be'ezov lo yishana. Ala behema v'hiza ala adam imyet be'ezov yishana. Now the Mishnah gives an example of the previous two cases. If you dip the azov with the mind to sprinkle on a person of course is makabel tumah, and you dip the azov into the water and then you sprinkle it on a behema which is not makabel tumah, if there's some water left in the azov, you don't have to dip the azov back into the water. You can go ahead and sprinkle on the person. And since when you originally dipped the azov into the mechatzah, you had in mind to sprinkle on a person, the dipping of the azov is a kosher tevila, and therefore if there's some water left in the azov after you sprinkle on the behemoth, you can go ahead and sprinkle on the person. But if when you dipped the azov into the mechatzah, you had in mind to sprinkle on a behemoth which is not makabel tumah, so the tevila or the azov into the water is not a kosher tevila, so even if you went ahead and sprinkled on a person which is makabel tumah, that hazaya is not kosher. And if you want to go ahead and re-sprinkle on that person, even if there's some water left in the azov, that water is not kosher for Hazaya. Instead, you have to dip the azov back into the mechat. Hamayim aminatzim k'sher l'sichachem etamin b'shem mechat. We just said that when you dip the azov into the mechat, you have to have a mind to sprinkle on something which is makabel tumah. But if you dip the azov with a mind to sprinkle on something which is not makabel tumah, the Hazaya would not be kosher. Now the Mishnah tells us that even when you dip the azov into the mechat with a mind to sprinkle on something which is not makabel tumah, the water that's on the azov had not become possible. So therefore, if that water drips into a different clay, it would be kosher to be used to sprinkle on people that are tamei mason. And therefore, that water would be metame, just like any other mechatzah. As mechatzah, which is touched or carried for purposes other than purposes of hazayah, would be metame, the person who touched it or carried it. And this mechatzah would drip from the azov into a different clay, since it's still kosher to be used for mechatzah, would be metame, b'maga or b'masa, just like any other mechatzah.